let's do that now. Focus in on your heart area. Think of something that brings you a moment of gratitude, something you are completely grateful for. And just keep focusing on the area of your heart, connecting that emotion of gratitude. And just these two things alone will change the chemistry in your body, releasing feel-good chemicals. As we focus on our heart and gratitude, let us now give gratitude for the continuing love that comes to us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This month, we wish to have a theme that has been common for all of the years that I've been in front of you, loving you. It's a theme that I have called peeling the onion. Now, the onion represents something that you have to peel slowly in order to get to the middle. It's used because almost all of you know what an onion is. And then if you peel it, eventually you'll get to the core. A metaphor about many things, because almost everything, dear one, that you experience in your reality is actually something else. What do you do with a humanity that has grown up believing certain things, feeling certain things, believing they understand the way things work a certain way, or coming in with issues that then are enhanced instead of repaired? It becomes an onion that has a core of belief or truth or understanding or worthiness or any of these things at the core, but it's obfuscated by what you've been told. Do you get that? That's the onion. So you think of it as something beautiful, a treasure inside that has all these layers of things around it that are puzzles to unravel because they're things that you've been told that are not exactly the way things work. Peeling the onion then is you taking apart or reframing some of the basic things that you've been told or that you feel or that you think are the way they are, and finding something beautiful. The 4 weeks will be four subjects. And we start with one that is exceptionally generic. And it has to do with how you believe. And it's not about how you believe spiritually. It's how you believe about anything. Because almost everything that you believe right now is slightly different than the actual thing that it is. Think of what your parents tell you. Think of what you've learned in school. Think of what your church tells you. Combination of all of those things together, they create an onion where there is a basic, beautiful truth at the center, and all around it are the things that you were told. The kinds of things I am speaking of are absolutely general things. We're going to speak specifically during the next 3 weeks of other things. All of these, by the way, all of you looking at me right now can see, because these particular channels will always be free and they are available. So you don't have to be a subscriber to see this particular portion of the program. All of this that I teach you is always available. But let's talk about general, overall belief. What are you told? You look out into the stars as you grow up, and the first thing you're told is there isn't anyone there. You ever think about that? And the reason is because you've never seen anyone there. Against all odds and against all logic, you are given a narrative that says that only on this planet is there life. And that even though there are literally trillions of suns and planets, in the areas that you can see and examine and look at in your galaxy, which is only one of billions, you're the only one that has the spark of life. Probably the most illogical thing that you've ever been told. Because the physics is the same wherever you look. And the chemistry is the same wherever you look. And the way that things place themselves and developed and evolved is the same wherever you look. And yet, you're the only one with life. But you're not. You're not at all. Everywhere you look is teeming with life. Now tell me, how could you believe that? And the answer is, it's consensus reality. It becomes what you're told. All of your belief is that way. If it's told to you enough, then it's anchored in you to the extent that if someone said, you know there's life out there, don't you, and that it's probably been visiting this planet for a long time, you know that, don't you, and you look at them and you go, well, you're one of those, aren't you? You know, poor thing, pats you on the head and sends you away. Some of you have had that for yourselves. Where you mention that to someone else and they look at you and go, no, I don't think so. Illogical, it doesn't make any sense, and yet it's the narrative of the day. You start peeling the onion, it starts with logic. And then perhaps there's things that are unexplainable. And you get to the point where you start looking at the cosmos and you go, you know, there probably is life everywhere. We haven't seen it yet. There's probably reasons why we haven't seen it yet. Number one, they're too far away. But the ones who have figured it out and can travel, they don't come here either, not that much. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is you're still dangerous. Did you figure that out yet? When you have evolved to a point where you won't shoot everything down you see in the sky, they'll be here. And then you'll have the biggest aha in humanity it's ever had when you realize how your belief was so incredibly silly and wrong. And that all the time there's been life everywhere, just like here, for the same reasons that are just like here, that evolved just like here. That's just one of many things that we want to talk about. Is there a consensus reality for God, the Creator? Isn't it interesting when you look at history, how long did it take for humanity to understand monotheism? Now there is one God. Didn't start out that way. There were many. Now there is an understanding. That's an evolution of consciousness. To get to the place where humanity looks and says, there's one God. But you can't agree with what that God is, what that God is about, what that God wants, how to worship the God. That comes later, comes next. But the consensus reality is still that God is great and you are not. How about that one? The narrative is this. When you get here, it really has nothing to do with the Creator, God. You got to learn all about God. You've got to please God. And then in some cases, you got to perform for God so that when you leave here, it's going to be okay. That's a consensus reality, dear ones. It's a narrative, dear ones. And it's completely and totally wrong. You are born magnificent, a piece of that very God that you've discovered as humanity. I want to tell you all about that in these next weeks. I want to remind you of who you are and where you've come from. I want to deal with things like your worthiness. I want to talk about things that are the narrative of whether you can change your lives or your past or whether you can heal yourself. All those onions that can be peeled slowly or even quickly to reveal the magnificence of the human being. How you got here, what it means, what you can do, and then why you're here. For this magnificent shift that is occurring right now, that starts to beg the question, are humans really what you think? Or are they something else? Is there a reason why you're here, why humans are here at all? What if you're part of a bigger plan? A plan of benevolence, kindness, compassion, realization, self-awareness. A change of human nature is afoot. And you are part of it, listening to this very program. I am Kryon, in love with you all. I'm in love with you because of what you have done. The sacrifices that you have made to even be here. The things that you've had to slog through in old energy and past lives simply to return to this time and be more aware. There are so many things that your narrative has never told you. There's so many beliefs that say, well, you know, you only have one life. You better live it right, or perhaps some bad things will happen when you get to the other side of the veil. What if you lived many, many times? Does it make sense to create one magnificent soul, let you come down here one time and then punish you? What kind of narrative is that? What kind of logic of divinity is that? There are so many things that you can change and learn and peel that onion. That's why I'm here. And so it is.